This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Randy, listening in Colorado. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I have a question about hardening of the heart. We've been talking about it in our church for a little while, and I'm still confused on the issue. When I read in Exodus chapter 10, just before the plague of the locusts, God tells Moses that I have hardened Pharaoh's heart so I may, you know, commit these miracles, and you'll have a testimony of my power to your children and grandchildren, basically paraphrasing, you know. And then again in Romans, Paul writes about that situation, and it seems to me that in that situation, God did it deliberately, and Pharaoh didn't have a choice, but, you know, that doesn't coincide with us being a creation that has free choice. So I'm looking for some clarification on that.
Yeah, I don't see fatalistic determinism in this at all. What would happen every time God relents and removes the plague, Pharaoh responds in disobedience. So what becomes the occasion for the hardening of Pharaoh's heart is mercy. And mercy for those who believe is the occasion for salvation, but mercy for those who continue to rebel becomes the occasion for the hardening of heart. So when God hardens Pharaoh's heart in Exodus chapter 10, in reality, it is God's mercy that is the cause of this hardening. Again, every time God shows Pharaoh mercy, every time he removes the plague, Pharaoh responds in disobedience. So why is someone like Pharaoh prepared for destruction? It's because that's what he wanted. God gave him a chance to repent, but instead he hardened his heart. And you can see the mercy of God in the number of times God relents, removes the plague, and every time Pharaoh hardens his heart. So on the one hand, you can say God hardened Pharaoh's heart. That's biblical. It's also biblical to say that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. So both sides of that coin are communicated in the scripture. But there's no place, I would say, for fatalistic determinism or for reading of fatalistic determinism into the text.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.